Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey everybody! What? It's a very evil Santa laugh. Welcome to the Christmas special of the Super Mega Cast, everyone.
Yeah, we put those in the beginning because, as our present to you this year, we wanted to put some text tones that you guys can download and use as your text tone. So Ryan played them out loud, so you guys can download it and snip them out if you want.
I just looked up Christmas sound effects on YouTube and decided to play some Christmassy vibes.
Dude, before, that got me in the spirit, man.
Before the podcast, my
that
man.
That got me in the fucking holiday spirit. I'm feeling the cheer, man.
How the fuck is everyone doing? This Matt failed to turn on a lantern. He also spilled a bunch of water on himself just now. In fact, as I was saying it, that's what was going on.
Let me take a picture of that.
Yeah. And so, and you got to have to send that to me. And unfortunately, audio only listeners of the podcast will not be able to enjoy these pictures. But on YouTube, you can just go and skip around and find them. Or for people who are on YouTube listening to this for the first time, thank you for supporting us on YouTube, by the way.
Thank you.
And also thank you to those supporting us on audio. And anyway, you're supporting us. Dude. But you'll get to see the wet couch. Do you need to go switch
no,
over
here? No, it's the water bottle, the cap was on halfway and I sat down on it. So it just, all of a sudden I felt something wet and I looked down and there's water everywhere. So, right as I was saying I'm in the Christmas spirit, I'm not in the Christmas spirit anymore. That really pissed me off.
And it was this day that Matt Watson's heart shrunk 3 sizes.
You got to get me back in the Christmas spirit, man. Give me some cheer.
Okay, hold up. Let me see if there's another Christmas sound effects music video. Ooh.
Okay. All right, it's coming back.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yo.
Oh, it's back. It's back. Oh. Santa Claus?
Are those bells or is that like...
Oh. That's Santa's car keys. He's just jingling them around. That's someone walking in snow.
Someone blow on... Oh, they like ring the doorbell. And...
Sounds very aggressive.
How are these that Christmas
was that Santa like... Claus? Because it's like... That's Santa Claus when there's not a chimney.
Just... All right. Oh, come on. Open up.
He just gets a fucking battering ram.
You just kind of like, you can, they have those doors where you can see the silhouette of someone, but it kind of, it blurs them a little. So
yeah,
it's
like
just the silhouette of an angry Santa Claus.
Big red.
And with every thump, it cracks the door just a little more. It's like.
And he comes through and he puts the presents under the tree and takes the milk and cookies.
And like the Foley artists do a good job in this scene. They make sure they get those nice sounds of like Santa's boots like stepping on the glass as he's walking in.
Oh, yeah. Fuck
God,
yeah, dude.
Am I the only one that just like gets like I come to good Foley like in film? Yeah. Like it gets me hard. I become like like a successful NASA rocket launch.
Mm.
Not one of the ones that blows up.
They don't have that many. That's mainly Elon stuff that blows up. So, NASA hasn't had an explosion in a
long
time.
So for some reason, well, I had to figure like in a lot of testing, there were a lot of explosions, unless for some reason, like, I don't know the history. Maybe we were better than we were with plane travel, because plane travel was just a bunch of people crashing for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, rockets used to blow up a lot more, but we kind of got our shit together. Elon's stuff, he had one blow up recently. Did you see that video?
Nerd.
It was like landing, and it was just...
Maybe he should do better math next time.
Yeah, Elon, that's the second rocket of yours to blow up. I'm sure investors love that.
Did you see his most recent tweet or whatever?
I don't follow him.
Wait, was it? Let me see. I don't follow him. I just saw someone reacting to him.
I'm not a huge Elon fan.
I actually don't know if it was a meme, so I don't want to spread fake news. Let me see if it's actually... Well, he did put a Pikachu face. Okay, Virgin... Artistic integrity.
Let's see.
Chad, take the money. Okay. He's just posting me. Oh, this one.
What is that? When you put he, him in your bio.
He's just like been memeing a lot recently.
Dude, what a meme lord, man.
He uploaded, he went heh heh and did this.
Oh, that's a Pokemon face. Dude, what a fucking meme lord. Dude, imagine being a centibillionaire, which means he has over $100 billion. And just getting mad and shitposting about gender pronouns on Twitter.
This, like, he sounds like a fucking android discovering the joys of, like, the beach for the first time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ah, it is so soft and bouncy on this beach.
Bouncy?
Yeah.
It's bouncing up and down?
Well, if you have a beach ball, it's going to be bouncing.
Real quick, let me see.
This beach epic.
How many figures does Elon have in his bank? I can't even put it in the calculator. It's too big. But he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 figures.
Oh, we only make 9 with Superman.
I know. That's frustrating. That's really fucking frustrating, man. When are we going to be that rich? Fuck.
When we upload consistent content. Oh! Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We deserve that one. Oh, come on. Is this the roast of Super Mega on Comedy Central?
This is the roast
Central?
Of Super Mega.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that with a. Do you remember the fucking roast of Steve-O?
Yeah. Do you remember the,
what Amy Schumer said to him?
Oh yeah.
And he just like did not smile.
What's she been up to? Has she just been writing stuff? I thought her and Jennifer Lawrence had a project at one point they were working on.
I don't know.
Maybe it fell through.
I have no idea. I haven't
Maybe
seen
a lot
Schumer
of things fell through because it's Hollywood
and it's COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it's more like Holly Weird. That's what I call it. That's what I call it.
I mean, it's all, you're talking like we live in the worst infected state in our country.
Yeah. You know, but the fucking,
what the fuck?
Jackson just slamming doors.
Why did he slam the door?
Maybe he.
Also, before that, I just got mad again. A spike of anger surged through my fucking
being.
What happened? So this is kind of a holiday topic. We need to talk, I guess, more about holidays.
I got some holiday topics.
Okay. Well, the season of gift giving, right? And sometimes that gift giving is you giving a gift to yourself from Amazon or some shit. This one's not even from Amazon. I bought it from an outside site, which is why like FedEx is delivering it. But FedEx, two or three times in a row now, has come to our office, not knocked on the door or rung the doorbell, and just left a fucking note on the door. We're definitely like, we know that they're not knocking the door, ringing the doorbell because, well, one, we don't hear it, and we're essentially like have a good fuck kind of, I guess,
straight pass
on yeah.
the door. I think they just go up and he lightly taps it with his nails and runs back to his truck as fast as he can.
I want to hide in a bush and trip him on his way back and be like, yo, buddy. And I'll have a bat in my hand. I'll be like, you know, like, me.
Yeah.
I can't do the sound.
Where but, you know, you're like,
I'm beating it in my hand. Well,
it's
no.
Intimidating. It's an yeah, intimidation move.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey, buddy, where's my stream deck? Where's my colorful light, huh? You know, my stream looks pretty drab right now, buddy.
Ooh.
You wouldn't want me to have a drab stream for 2 months in a row, would you?
Damn.
No, Mr. McGee.
What if that's his plan? What if he is like,
trying to
sabotage your stream. Like, what if he hates Super Mega and he's like, fuck this guy, I don't want him to get the stream lab. I'm not even going to knock. So he takes the package away every time and just puts the note like, sorry, we missed you.
Well, that's why I have the bat, because if he is doing it for malicious intent, I feel like I have every right. As he's doing harm to my business, then I can do harm to his personal well-being and his body.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that law in America where if someone does harm to your business, you can legally cause them physical harm.
Yeah. Just at least to the extent of like what the medical costs would be to like, you have to make it equate to like the loss of the monetary loss of your business.
And that's where you have to get an actuary and lawyers and stuff to come in. But basically, if they can calculate that, you can go beat the shit out of that person to that degree.
Yeah.
We did it once with someone, and it was Ryan and I both took turns. Very satisfying, very good stuff.
We paid for it. This is a capitalist society. Well, we did pay.
We didn't we didn't pay. We just lost money ahead of like beforehand because someone was damaging our business, and then we got even with the beating.
But I call that we paid them in a brutal attack. Assault.
I paid them in punches.
I paid them in knuckle sandwiches.
Hey, you want some punch for that knuckle sandwich?
I made him some knuckles sandwich.
Where did that term come from, knuckle sandwich?
Because you're going to punch someone in the mouth like they're eating your fist. So you're going to make them eat a knuckle sandwich.
Mm. Punching someone in the face, I feel like would hurt like your hand so bad.
That's why in all the comedies, whenever someone punches someone, they go, oh, ow, that hurts. That's not like in the movies. Even though they're a movie.
I know, even though they're in a movie.
My favorite thing is like when a movie addresses another movie or within their movie.
Yeah. Like,
I love Jim Carrey's The Christmas Carol.
It's like, oh, so that exists.
Pooh Bear said.
Yeah, it's like, I'm glad that exists in this universe. You know, if you want to knock someone out quick, Ryan, without hurting your hand, throw a haymaker, hit them right in the temple with this part of your hand.
Or I could hit them with a bullet from a gun.
You could do that, too. That would do more than knock them out. that would kill the person. That would definitely kill them. Well, depending on where you hit them.
I could hit them in the temple with a golf club.
That would probably also kill someone. If you get hit in the temple, it's lights out.
Dude, like in movies, when the main character gets knocked out with like an aluminum bat or a golf club, I'm like, their head would be split open. If you and I make a movie and that happens to the main character, like, can it just happen to one of the main characters and for the rest of the movie, he's just in the hospital with like a cracked, just protruding skull? Like his brain's popping out of his skull.
I know. Please tell me you watched the video I sent you on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, I didn't.
Okay, just go.
Hold up.
It's actually like exactly what we're talking about right now. Have that volume
on. There it is. One. Okay. If there's one. No, I think I use Facebook less than Instagram. I was about to say I use Instagram. Hold up. Where are you? There you are. I forget. You're lime green, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Oh, that's why. Because it's hidden. I can't see him.
Oh, it's a private page?
Yeah.
Oh, they privatized themselves since yesterday. Here, I'll play it for you. Here.
That's good. Oh, that's good. There's a reason. There's a reason slapstick humor and like physical comedy is just... That's probably the first shit people laughed at. Nobody laughed at, like, jokes, right? Because language didn't exist for a while until our development.
I know. It was just screeches and shit.
And so, like, when like, a coconut fell down or, like, when someone tripped, I'm sure it would be like, like, they go fucking bananas. Like, physical comedy is the first type of comedy and has existed since we were able to before we were even able to conceptualize comedy.
That's provable with babies. Babies laugh when you hurt yourself. Like, babies think that's funny.
Yep.
Dude, just the fucking...
They don't like it when they get hurt, though.
No, pussies. Oh, the video I showed Ryan...
Or when you scream in their face, like, ah! Like, that kind of...
They don't like it for some reason.
That kind of scares them.
They always fucking cry when I do that. It pisses me off. But it's an old... It's an old man with a crowbar, and he's trying to, like, pull a nail out of a wall, and the crowbar slips...
It's the perfect thunk.
He hits himself in the head.
Just square in the face.
Then he grabs onto his head like a cartoon character. But it's the sound that fucking, it's the fucking sound.
Is that an added sound, or do you think it actually made that sound? Oh, that's good.
God, that would hurt so fucking bad.
Holy frick.
Oh, my God. the top comments, bro made a cartoon sound. Oh, my God, dude. Oh, that's crazy. That would hurt so bad. Sorry. That got me really good. I watched it like 20 times yesterday.
Dude, imagine if you saw like S clause on Epstein's flight logs. Would you be able to celebrate Christmas anymore? Could you? It's like kind of like the whole thing with Michael Jackson. Can you appreciate his music?
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah, exactly. Even though those are still like nothing was proved in court with Michael Jackson. More like the court of public opinion.
Come on.
Cancel court.
If I,
you know,
if I saw
like
S-clause,
Mel Gibson was attacked with from cancel court. He was canceled
for no good
reason.
For
just sharing his opinion.
You know,
he was just saying his opinion.
Dude, we were never supposed to hear those voicemails anyway. But basically, if I saw it on Epstein's flight logs, I'd just be like, fuck, man, I can't celebrate Santa anymore. I actually think that I would see Epstein on Santa's flight logs on the sleigh going up to the North Pole.
Oh, shit.
Elves and shit.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right?
Dude, that would be like, see, that's how, that could be the Santa Claus 4. You find out that, like, these, you know, nothing horrible really did happen. Epstein was just helping Santa Claus, and those weren't kids. They were just millennial old elves or whatever.
They were going to the island to retire.
They were like 500-year-old elves.
And they go to a tropical island in the Caribbean to retire.
Yeah.
And Little St. James, it's the Little St. James. See?
Little St. James.
It's the Little St. James.
Little St. James.
Ooh. See? Perfect.
Let me try Jingle Epstein. No, that doesn't work.
No, not at all. You could say Ghislaine Bells, Ghislaine
Bells,
Ghislaine Maxwell,
Ghislaine Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's going to jail.
To hell. Probably. If hell does exist.
Epstein's in heaven having fun.
Because right before he died, he went, Lord, forgive me. So yeah. Then he went to heaven.
Yes. That is a 100% truth. If he is of Christian faith, and you are, and you believe in the whole heaven and hell, whatever, if Jesus forgave him, like if he repented, if he asked for forgiveness,
so
he's up there in heaven.
So
and if you're so mad at Epstein, then when you give your last breath, hopefully at the age of, you know, our fans hopefully live to the age of 200,
right,
after experiencing such knowledge and wisdom that we bestow upon them,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just feel like
their brains were probably like twice the size of the average person.
Yeah.
Super mega fans.
Exactly.
I see them. They got the big swollen heads, like with the veins pulsing. But it's just because we put so much knowledge into their brain that it has to get bigger. It has to like slowly grow and get bigger to fit all of the knowledge and facts that we spill.
Yeah.
What about Santa Claus 4 is Epstein didn't actually die, but he got snuck up to the North Pole. And he has to become the new Santa Claus.
Oh, shit.
So now Epstein's like, fuck, I have to become Santa. And then he gets figured out and he has to go on the run, like on the sleigh from the police. But you're cheering for Epstein.
Okay.
But it's, you know.
I was thinking, like, imagine like a movie about Epstein, but it's like a Pee Wee Herman-esque thing. Like he's putting like,
Imagine Paul Reubens playing Jeffrey Epstein, maybe. Dude, I want Mr. Bean, like Rowan Atkinson, to play Jeffrey Epstein. Just like bumbling around like the island.
The estate. Like he just accidentally like walks into a room with like Bill Clinton. He's like, ooh. No, dude, this would be the new fucking Forrest Gump. In the new Forrest Gump movie, he'd go to Epstein's Island. And, you know, he was always so nice to all the pretty ladies that served the Coke and the drinks.
You know, and he had his very own island, and it was nice.
He was always kissing on them and touching them.
And
you know, like he said with Jenny's father, because he as a young boy, wasn't able to comprehend the physical and emotional and sexual abuse that the father was.
Well, the crazy thing is that Forrest Gump's son actually grew up to be an actor, and he was in The Sixth Sense. He acted in
a lot of movies.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm proud of him.
Crazy, right? I couldn't think of another Haley Joel Osment movie. There's one where
he was in
the Lions one, where he has like
he was in Tusk.
Tusk?
Yeah. The Kevin I was about to say James. The Kevin Smith movie about the man that turns the other man into a walrus.
Is that the one where he's kind of chunky?
Yeah, I mean he is kind of chunky lately.
What about
but who cares? He looks like a small. He's a pretty little.
He's a small
doughy bean.
He's a heckin' pupper.
He was also in what was it fucking called? It's not called Supes. It's that superhero show that The Boys. He was in like an episode of The Boys.
What the hell?
Season one.
What's the movie I'm thinking of where he goes to live with his two grandpas? And they have lions. They have a lion, like a pet lion.
Between the lions? No, wait. No, no, no. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. It's the two grandpas.
They have a biplane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like one of the grandpas has like kind of like a beanie. But it's like it's an in-between between like a really small beanie and a really large yarmuke. You know what I mean? Like those types of beanies.
Yeah, totally. Because I remember when I was a kid, I made my own cover for that movie.
Michael Caine is in it. Is that his name? Michael Caine?
Lions. Right? Haley.
The guy who plays Alfred in Batman. Isn't he one of the grandpas?
Secondhand Lions.
Secondhand Lions.
That's what it is.
Is Michael Caine in that? Was I right? Who are the old men?
Robert Duvall and Michael Caine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Robert Duvall.
Look at you, man. Fucking got it right.
And I only watched that movie once.
I had that on VHS and I made my own cover for it.
I thought it was boring. Because you didn't see the lion that much.
Dude.
I thought I was going to see the lion a shit ton. You see the lion a good bit, but like, that's not.
It runs through a cornfield.
You know, when you're a kid, it's like, it's kind of like the whole Kangaroo Jack thing when I was a kid. As I did like Kangaroo Jack.
You better not say anything negative about Kangaroo Jack right now.
As a kid, I was disappointed that the movie didn't solely focus on Kangaroo Jack, the talking kangaroo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand that. He doesn't even talk.
Or like, what are those movies? Like Cuba Gooding Jr., he was in Snow Dogs. And remember, the trailer showed the dogs talking, but in the actual movie, that was just kind of like a dream sequence he was in the 5-minute portion of the movie, and it was just him with a bunch of real snow dogs. And it was like a father-son like thing.
Dude, I'm not, like those movies, like Snow Dogs, Spirit, the horse one, like I just could, like most sports movies, like I
you think Spirit's a sports movie?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Horses are sports.
I mean,
no, I mean like
horse racing is a sport, like,
you know what I mean, like Snow Dogs, Spirit, like that type of movie. Like I just don't really like those.
Yeah,
I watched 8 Crazy Nights last night for the first time.
Wait, are you telling me you didn't watch Racing Stripes
with Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah. You had to have watched Racing
Stripes.
I never
saw Racing Stripes,
where Cedric the Entertainer and Bernie Mac played flies. Can you please check I can check IMDb to see if I'm right. I'm just like, if I got those two right as like the community, because I only saw that once in theaters.
You didn't see it twice in theaters or three times in theaters?
Just once. I know, crazy. Let me see. Is Racing Stripes has the comedic flies, right?
I haven't seen it.
What movie has the funny flies?
It's where Frankie Muniz plays a zebra that races.
What movie am I looking at? I'm looking.
The Electoral College cast their vote.
No.
Trump won. No, they all voted for Biden.
Dude, I might be on something. Who played the flood? Let me see. It wasn't even the Racing Stripe. Wait, Stripes fly. Fly scene. Let me guess. Buzz and Scuzz. Who played Buzz?
Oh, Tim Allen.
Oh, damn. Wait, who was Buzz? Show me Buzz.
Were you wrong?
I was wrong. Oh, it's even worse.
Who is
it? I don't know why I thought it was them. I just, like, in my head, I was like, oh, that would be a funny comedic duo. It's fucking Steve Harvey and David Spade.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's a horrible combo.
I don't know why. I feel like the Illuminati switched things up. I do not remember David Spade being the voice of a fly in Racing Stripes.
Well, David Spade and Bernie Mac are very easily confused characters.
For some reason, I thought Cedric the Entertainer and Bernie Mac did the voice of flies in Racing Stripes. Dude. But little did I know, it's fucking Steve Harvey and David Spade. I
hate Steve Harvey so much. He's such a jackass. We talked about like the second episode of our podcast.
Didn't you see him cry in that one YouTube video?
Yeah. Dude, what about Herbie Fully Loaded? Remember that movie?
Yeah. The one with that's the movie that introduced me to, what is his name?
Matt Watson?
No. It's the name of the actor. Dylan, yeah. It's the first movie I saw him in.
Damn, dude.
He played the antagonist, remember?
I didn't see Herbie Fully Loaded.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm.
Lindsay Lohan was in it.
I didn't think it looked
And they
good.
Had the digitally shrink her breasts.
Really?
I think so.
Her bazongos were too big?
Let me see if that's an actual thing. Did we talk about this before on the
podcast?
Did
you see how she became like a weeaboo, but for like the Middle East?
Yeah, and then she tried to kidnap a little Middle Eastern child from its mom.
But did you see she also started doing like a Middle Eastern accent and stuff when she talks?
Yes.
And she's carrying like a Quran everywhere?
She's been doing that shit. Like,
yeah, it's like, what do you call like a Middle Eastern?
What was I looking up? Why was I looking up Lindsay Lohan?
To see if they made her knockers smaller.
Oh yeah, Lindsay Lohan, Herbie, boobs.
Yeah, I know what I'm looking at when I get home.
Let's see. Disney digitally reduced Lindsay Lohan's breasts by 2 cup sizes so the film would be more acceptable to family audiences.
2 cup sizes.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? From D's to B's? Or from C's to A's?
Let me see. This is on a Wikipedia page. But I can't find the actual. Let me see. There's.
Ooh. Dude.
Reception. I want to see where. Is it in reception or. It just sent me to the fucking thing and I don't have to scroll through this whole fucking film. But anyways, Herbie Fully Loaded is a decent kids movie that is pretty undemanding for adult viewers. This film is the second lowest rated entry in the franchise with Herbie Goes Bananas scoring a 40% rating.
Herbie Goes Bananas. Is there a monkey in that one?
Yeah, dude.
Wait, dude, I want to read Focus on the Family movie reviews. Did you ever read the Focus on the Family reviews or listen to Focus on the Family?
Mm-mm.
It was like on the radio.
It was a Christian
thing, but they do reviews of every movie and like tell you exactly how many like F words are in it. Yeah, it's called Plugged In Movie Reviews. Give me a movie, dude.
Because
they do every new movie and they legitimately, like, they put down how many swear words are in it and, like, what is not appropriate for, like, kids.
Moonlight.
All right. Moon. I want to see what they say about Moonlight. Okay. Here it is. Moonlight. They reviewed this one. Let's see what Focus on the Family.
I hope what if the first sentence was, while I have many black friends, like that's just the many gay and black friends.
Content caution, heavy for kids, heavy for teens, and heavy for adults. Let's see what they said. Here's the movie review I'll read. How do we become? Are we puzzles? Do we hold a picture of who we are from birth? With that picture being revealed a little more day by day, piece by piece? Are we clay? Are we shaped and molded and fashioned by age and experience until we've become something we never would have guessed? Are we both?
They're actually being introspective.
Yeah.
A lot more introspective than I
His mother is a crack addict. Father is nowhere, etc.
This wouldn't be... Am I just noticing that your pants are pulled down?
Oh, I did that to dry off because my underwear is wet.
Your ass is hanging out too.
Yeah, because I don't want to feel the water on my ass.
No, I understand.
What?
I said, no, I understand.
Here, let's see. Okay, let's see this. Positive elements. I'm not reading that big paragraph. The positive elements are like that his mom goes to rehab.
What are the negative elements?
Spiritual elements. Juan, who wears a cross around his neck, tells one of his dealers that he'll be praying for the man's grandmother.
That's nice. What are the negatives?
Ooh. I'm getting there. This is sexual content. When Little asks Juan if he might be gay, Juan tells him, you don't gotta know right now, not yet. But even before Little hits puberty, everyone around him seems to suspect it. And
You're spoiling the movie.
I know. I just want to see the hand. Here's the hand job part. They kiss and audiences see Kevin unbuckle Chiron's belt. We don't see anything explicit, but it's clear that Kevin manually stimulates Chiron. We hear his gasping. Violent content. Yeah. Crude or profane language. Here we go. There's 25 F words and another 30 S words. We hear the N word nearly 40 times, including uses in songs played in the background. Characters also say the A word, the B word, the D word, the F word, and the H word. And other negative elements.
Yeah, this is what I want. I want negative elements. Like I want to.
Both Chiron and Kevin are eventually sent away, the former to a juvenile detention center, then later to prison. Or well,
that is negative. They weren't able to be together and live as themselves. You know, they weren't able to be themselves and be accepted.
They don't. Oh, dude, the guy writing the movie review has a thing where he talks about how kids called him gay when he was a kid. And for a couple of elementary school years, a few classmates mocked me for being gay.
Is he gay?
He put gay in quotations, which means he's not gay.
They called me gay, whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I just want to, they have put nothing about. Here's the thing about homosexuality.
They called me a fat, disgusting piece of shit, whatever that means. I don't know. You know, I didn't go to literary class.
Yeah, I was playing hooky, chewing bubble gum down by the crick. See, when we talk about homosexuality, we're not just talking about the issue. We're talking about people. People with their own stories, their own wellsprings of hope. And, well, this is actually...
Sounds pretty positive.
Yeah. I don't claim to be an expert on human sexuality.
But?
And I don't know the most effective way for the church to address it, but I am pretty sure that shame ain't it. Okay, I'm very surprised that that review turned out that way.
Someone should have told God before he purged a whole town of them.
I know, dude, a whole city. Oops. Dude, what if God accidentally just like, that was an accident. Like he like dropped his magic wand or something and it just like blew up Sodom.
Well, that doesn't explain why the dude's wife turned to salt.
That was also an accident. God was just playing around. He's like, can I do this? Oh, yep, I can do it.
And then afterwards, his daughters got him drunk and had sex with him.
Yeah, in the tent, right?
Yep.
He had his penis exposed, and then his daughters had sex with him.
They got him drunk.
Interesting. Interesting time. That Bible. It was, you know.
All I'm saying. Times. Adam Eve created offspring, and then
those kids had to create offspring.
Just saying.
Well, all I'm saying is Adam and Eve.
They're probably Baptist.
What I'm saying is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Put that one on your bumper sticker. Man.
Adam and Steve.
It rhymes,
so it's a good point.
Why has there not been like a shitty low-budget comedy movie about Adam and Steve? And it's like, you know, like Adam and Steve, and it's Adam and then like
Year One, maybe, you know, two cavemen.
But I'm talking about Adam and Steve.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like, why isn't there some sort of like lifetime romantic kind of like thing about Adam and Steve?
I wrote a script when I was in like
about Adam and Steve.
No. Yeah. In ninth grade, it was called Adam and Eve and then parentheses and Larry. And it was about this.
There's no way it was pro LGBTQ.
No. It didn't have anything to do with that.
Especially in South Carolina. There's no way that would.
It was about this guy named Larry that stumbles into the Garden of Eden and becomes friends with Adam and Eve. And I was trying to write.
Whose rib did he come from?
That's the thing. I don't know. Because I made a lot of other characters in it. And I'm
sense. So God makes Adam and Eve, and Matt thought, I'm kind of like God.
That's
I'm kind of like God. I can create people. Larry. You create Larry.
When Seth Rogen writes a comedy, do you think he's thinking about the scientific aspects of it?
I'm sure he's thinking of the geopolitical interpretations and the well-being of our economic systems when he's making stuff like the political propaganda North Korea, whatever the fucking
interview.
The interview.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Tell me something, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
When did you stop believing in Santa Claus?
I remember the moment. I remember, like, well, not the exact moment. I just remember exactly where I was, like, very vividly. I was in an old neighborhood in Lexington, taking a walk with my mom. And we were walking back from, like, the pool area. It was kind of, like, on an uphill, like, just on an incline. We were walking up a hill almost to where it would become a flat. And I just asked her, Santa's not real, is he? And she was just like, no, because I feel like by the time a child asks you, you know, at a certain age, it's like you don't want to be like, oh, yeah, he is. You know, you just want to be like, yeah, OK, it's over now. But I do remember that.
Well, my mom,
that's when I got like solidification from a parent that Santa Claus was not real.
My mom never actually said it. So Santa could be real still.
Do you believe me if I told you I knew someone who believed in Santa Claus until middle school?
That person's me.
Did you?
Because it was seventh grade for me.
You gotta be joking.
I'm not joking, dude. Dude, I was like a little, like, innocent little Christian boy. I think I knew, but I wanted to believe because it was so, like.
So wait, like, what grade were you? Oh, like
seventh.
I'm sorry. What, like, so how old you were? You must have been like 15, 14,
14, 13. That's still acceptable, dude. Why do you just have your hand over your face?
I don't know.
Do you just like see me differently now? You're like, ah, oh, fuck.
Not differently. It's just an interesting new kind of like it helps fill out your, you know, it helps with your character development in my eyes. How about that? It helps flesh you out.
The thing was, I think like, 2 years prior or 3 years prior, I think I knew this whole time, but I did not want to believe it because for me, I was so stuck in like, that's like the biggest part of Christmas for me back then, mm-hmm. was Santa. And I was like, no, Christmas is going to
like
suck.
Opening presents.
Yeah, from Santa. And then one day I just asked my mom if Santa's real. And then she's like, she didn't say no, but she's like, you know, the magic is one day Santa will be real again when you have a child. And I was like, oh, okay.
Little did she know.
Yeah. That he is.
Where's the child?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
haven't provided her with an offspring.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't provide her with an offspring. You would provide her with your offspring. No, you would.
I'd provide her with my seed?
not your seed, your offspring.
Okay, like provide, like give it, just give it to her, like give her the kid.
Yeah,
I want to have a kid and just give it to my mom. Like, here, raise it. You can do it again.
That's how a lot of people. That's how a lot of family units work.
Just raise this little shit for me. I don't want no goddamn kids. I'm a YouTuber, baby.
I know.
I'm a Let's Player, man.
I don't got time for kids.
We shouldn't reproduce. We're Let's Players. We don't need to pass on our Let's Player genes.
I don't know. It seems like YouTubers, when they hit a certain age, they just have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I say YouTubers, but I mean all people.
Seems like people just have kids.
For some reason, YouTubers are just having kids these days.
So, guys, something to announce. Ryan and I have each donated sperm to a random sperm clinic in Los Angeles. So if anyone wants to go, if we'll put
our DNA profiles online.
Yeah, so if you can go find it, you can get impregnated with our seed.
Ooh.
Fair game. Yeah. Man. I feel like you're disappointing me for that Santa thing.
No, because like as long as you weren't like, because the kid that I'm remembering was very much still of the mindset of Santa Claus at the mall type of, you know.
Oh yeah, no.
Or like oh Santa Claus is coming tonight. He's coming down the chimney. I feel like you did it for the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah, I was just excited.
I feel like you're telling it in a way. To where like it sounds like you believed in Santa Claus till middle school, but you really just supported the tradition of the Santa Claus appearing and gifts appearing under the tree and not having it just be like your parents being like, okay, here are your gifts.
Well, what really did it is my dad has very distinct handwriting. He's an architect and he has literally the stereotypical like all caps architect handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like too mad from Santa in that handwriting. I'm like, that's my dad's handwriting. There's no mistaking that.
My dad would always do like stuff like leave like Santa hair or whatever, like at the fireplace.
Just Santa hair?
Like I guess you'd get like a Santa wig.
With Manscaped, I shave a little bite.
You'd get like a Santa wig and you'd tear some off or you'd get like fake snow and just kind of place it, be like, oh look, it's his hair.
Does he have like alopecia? Is he like balding incredibly fast? Do you think every house he loses a little and by the end of the night he's like, oh, I'm bald?
I don't know, it's just like my dad went the extra mile to just like kind of make my experience that much more magical, and I just appreciate that, and I realize how fucking lucky I am.
Yeah,
to have someone who just like what did he do? Oh yeah, it's just the typical leave the cookies out. You know, there's bites out of the cookies. The milk is, drunk a little bit. There's a little bit of a mess near the fireplace. Like it looks like someone kind of like landed there.
Like the doors to the fire thing are open. Yeah. Like the logs are a little bit.
And maybe sometimes what we would do is we'd leave carrots out for the reindeer and they'd just be like gnaws on the carrots.
Dude, I do remember that magic feeling of like, seen on Christmas morning the tree for the first time and like seeing the fireplace like messed up and stuff. So awesome.
It's also kind of like that whole Santa was a very magical being. Like as a kid it's just so great.
I'm so glad
I had Santa in
it's
my
a big
life.
Magic man.
And now I'm an adult and I need another Santa Claus.
I think the real Saint Nicholas
Dr. Disrespect is my new Santa Claus.
He's coming down the
I've never
tonight.
Seen him. A lot of people claim to have seen him and he does a lot of good. And he wears red.
That's, dude, and he has facial hair.
Yep. He's known for his facial hair. That's one of his defining features.
I'm pretty sure the real St. Nicholas during a forum once stood up and punched a dude in the face. Like the guy that Santa Claus was based off of? The real St. Nicholas.
Was it a guy who didn't want kids to have toys or gifts?
So he was probably like an asshole that hated Christmas. So they were like, we know a good way to prank him. We're gonna make him into like the icon of Christmas around the town this year. And then it just took off. And they're Ooh. Like, oh shit. And yeah.
What's your favorite Christmas movie of all time? Like, because sometimes, you know, it might change. Like if when you change as a person, maybe it becomes the Santa Claus 2 instead of the Santa Claus 3, you know? Do you have a favorite
Nightmare
Christmas
Before
movie?
Christmas, man.
Is that your favorite?
No, I'm kidding. That's not my favorite. It's probably National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is my favorite, or Elf.
Okay.
Both of those are really good movies.
Yeah.
If this counts, Charlie Brown Christmas special, that one.
I watched Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for the first time last year.
It's really
or two
good.
Years ago.
It's really funny.
I'd never seen it before that. And I'm like, oh, this is, I'm like, that she's from Seinfeld.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was also born a billionaire. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, because her father's, she was born into show business.
Yeah.
And then, what was it? I'm trying to think.
God, my underwear's all wet.
The MeUndies? Yeah. Can't get those MeUndies wet.
MeUndies, make them dry faster. That movie's good, though. What's your favorite?
I thought the ending of that movie, I the first time I saw it, I'm like, for a comedy film made at this time, the ending where, like, the SWAT comes in and stuff was really well done and really fun and exciting.
Well, they all come through the window.
Yeah. Like... It's, I don't know. It's, I like when they had stunts in comedies, when shit would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Road trip movie, classic road trip shit. My favorite would probably be like a Christmas Story and the Santa Claus.
Christmas Story is great.
Christmas Story is probably, it always flies by when I watch it. My mom would always have it on Christmas morning or in Christmas day.
I could that movie is just like, I feel like I could shut my eyes and watch it start to finish in my head because I've just seen it so many
times. It's timeless too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I'll watch it 50 years from now. It's a great movie.
I was about to be like, is there anything problematic? And then I guess the ending.
The part when he does blackface.
Yes.
Oh, the ending when they go to the Asian restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they sing.
I guess that's not problematic. It's problematic in the sense of kind of like depicting another culture as just like we're going to the goofy Chinese restaurant.
Well, I mean, in Eight Crazy Nights, Rob Schneider does play the Asian.
You mean
man.
In Eight Crazy Nights? No, the Christmas spirit is all about giving.
Did you voice him? That was really good.
Thanks, man.
But
I watched that last year with Justin. I think as much as there's a fondness I have for that movie, but I forget the character's name. Do you remember the character's
Whitey.
Name? Whitey.
Whitey. My little old man. That movie actually, I got real sad a couple times. Dude, Adam Sandler's character was a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
That guy.
There are times where
he just committed crimes.
He was legitimately just an asshole.
Like, he could have killed the guy.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, you don't,
Or whatever his wife's name is. His sister.
Yes. Yeah,
she's my sister.
Elena or something. I just love Rob Schneider doing the Asian man's voice. Rob Schneider does a lot of different racial characters so well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he throughout the years.
Didn't he play an Asian priest with big circular glasses and a bowl cut and what I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry?
Yes, he did. And he did, and he was a Native American chief, right?
In Disney's Bedtime Story, where they put a giant prosthetic hawk nose on him and made him red.
God, why is it always Rob Schneider that I choose for these roles?
He's a character actor.
Do you think that he jumps with I want to be if there's any racial roles I can do that. Let me do that.
Dude, he should have starred in Lincoln. Dude, imagine Rob Schneider
in
Lincoln.
Rob Schneider in 12 Years a Slave. Oh my God.
As fucking Michael Fassbender's character.
Fucking dude. Rob Schneider and that whole crew. Actually, I watched two Adam Sandler movies last night. I didn't even realize this back to back. I watched.
Wait, what did you watch?
I watched Eight Crazy Nights, and then I.
Oh, you wait. Did you watch Eight Crazy Nights
last night? Yeah.
Oh, so it's so fresh. Okay, yeah. So that's why you know the characters. Okay.
I watched that, and then I just did. You know, as a little dessert, I watched Uncut Gems. So I watched two Adam Sandler.
Good
movies. So good.
You know, Uncut Gems.
I love Uncut Gems.
Slightly better, not by much,
because
Eight Crazy Nights is a holiday classic.
Yeah. I always wanted to see Eight Crazy Nights when I was a kid because I'd see it at Blockbuster, the DVD. And my parents were like, that's PG-13. We can't get that.
It's Warner Brothers Studios.
It's probably actually because it was a Jewish movie, a Hanukkah movie. My parents didn't want me to fall to the Hollywood propaganda and become a Jewish young lad. So,
yeah.
When my brain was still malleable at the time.
I respect Eight Crazy Nights for the idea that it was an adult-themed Hanukkah holiday film. But a lot of the execution, unfortunately, I still have a good time with it.
It's a good time.
It's really
like
only Whitey's the only thing that grates on me upon like rewatches and stuff.
What it feels like is it feels like kid humor, but they just plug some adult stuff into it. Like the way it's delivered feels like a kid's movie humor.
Like when the deer eat. The poop off of that's the thing. He like throws Whitey in the cold and sprays him with a hose, well, which is like a torture tactic
that
they used in like fucking Nazi Germany. You know,
he didn't just throw him in the snow. He flipped a porta potty he was in down a hill and then he comes out covered in shit and then he sprays him and yep, he gets covered in ice.
Okay, because like in fucking concentration camps, that's the thing they would do. Like in snowy areas, they would just go make people stand in like the snow naked and spray them with water and shit.
Yeah, in the Soviet Union and the gulags, they'd make people like
gulag.
They'd like get off the train and wait out front and they would just fire hose them for hours in like -20. So
yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Sick, man.
Adam Sandler, you fucking kook.
Imagine being in that role where you're doing the fire hosing and you're like, oh, it's just my job. You know, just doing my job.
I watched I was on Netflix, and I know this is a Christmas special, but hey, the Holocaust.
Schindler's Holiday List.
No, I saw Schindler's List, yes, but before that, I was just kind of like interested again. You know how you have resurgences of like kind of going into rabbit holes about a certain topic, whether it's Vietnam, World War II, certain things that happened in World War II specifically. In this case, it was just another kind of rabbit hole of the Holocaust. And I watched a Netflix just not documentary. I guess it's a documentary. Yeah, it's a documentary. It's just the footage that they showed once they liberated the concentration camps and just kind of showing the prisoners describe what was going on and showing the living conditions. Dude. And just explaining everything. I think it was even produced by like Paramount Pictures or
how
something.
How skinny they are.
Yeah.
So fucked up.
The sad part is, dude, there are some people that were alive when they were liberated, but we're so... What is Jackson slamming door? He heard that we were talking. Yeah, okay. I understand. But that were so weak that when they were liberated, they were alive when the Americans got there, whoever helped, but died like within that day still.
And, yeah.
Like, they couldn't even chew because they were so fucking weak.
It's so fucked up.
And like you can look at like the Nazis and it's crazy because when you watch movies and you see Nazis and they're like, they look like villains, right?
That's the thing.
Like they have stars and they like have like these.
The skulls and crossbones. Like they like that's like the most like.
Or like as people, they look deranged. Like in the Nazi photos, like there'll be a guy with like crazy eyes. And then you'll see the videos and like I have to remind myself, I'm like, this isn't like Ralph Fiennes playing a Nazi. I'm looking at a fucking despicable monster. And like I was just like watching and like becoming kind of interested because it's that whole thing where your brain is just you always, you know, the Holocaust is horrible and we know that. But then when you go look into it again and you just force yourself to like see the images, it's just you just realize like, how did we fucking do this? How?
What's scary is that if it could happen again today, there'd be a lot of people that would go along with it too.
Yeah.
And the thing like the Nazis, like that's the only like group of bad people I've ever seen that like just embrace the villainry. They're like, yeah, let's look like villains. Like, let's really just go for it. It's like, we're not hiding. It's like the black and red suits with the, like they literally look like if like a video game, like designed like a villainous army.
I feel like kind of like China and their military marches or any country that hosts kind of like, didn't even Trump want to do military marches?
He
went to
a military parade, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're called, military parades. Military parades are interesting.
Weird.
I have to say, they're also pretty cool because the choreography is on fucking point. Their timing is impeccable.
North Korea, dude, their timing.
If they slip, dude, if someone's like off by a half second, you think they're like, because it's noticeable if you're off sequence with everyone in North Korea.
Dude, it is. I am astonished at how in sync they are when they walk. And then also the fucking the games they do every year. Like they do those games every year, like a big festival.
Like in Borat?
Yeah. And they have these big games.
That's a joke.
No, it's
they,
Borat.
They have the running of the Jew in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, they don't have that in Kazakhstan anymore. What do they have?
They have the running of the American?
I can't remember.
I don't remember it. But basically... everyone in the audience has like signs, like the type you flip to make everyone makes a big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And they like do like 50, they do like a show of like things moving and like, and then the people dancing down below is like beautifully choreographed. And then the kids playing their cello, like fucking Mozart
over here.
Is it North Korea where they'll have those like small children playing beautiful music?
Yeah, they'll have like the 4-year-olds all playing guitar. They're like,
yeah. And it's just, they had that in the interview, right?
That's because those kids are literally beat into that. Like they're like beaten if they don't fucking, and they're forced to practice that all day.
The problem with helicopter parenting, am I right?
Oh man. Dude, I bet their moms are Karen.
Dude. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what's really good? This is going to be off topic. I know we were talking about horrible crimes and just horrible kind of systems and even just countries that we look at as negative, but I kind of wanted to divert the conversation. Matt has good taste in
women?
In microwaved meals.
Oh, thank you.
Usually I can't find like decent microwaved meals because they'll always, I don't know. You know how they are. But Matt Devour or whatever, they're not sponsored, and maybe they should be, and I'll censor them out. I'm kidding. But it's called Devour. It's just fine ass pasta, and
it's good. It's really good.
It's fine.
Like, I'm a trendsetter.
I think it's better than the even Velveeta and Kraft microwavable cups.
Yeah, because those have like a very fake cheese taste, but like this has like a good, like more real cheese.
And you can get like those bacon bits.
Yeah, the bacon bits. Yeah. Dude, the chicken Alfredo one has like breadcrumbs you put on top and like seasoning. It's so good.
Do you get them at
Target?
Is it Target? Is it a Target?
No. It's not a Target thing. I just, that's where I get them.
Okay.
Fuck, man. Yeah, they're really good.
So good. I had my first one. I might have to try the Alfredo one next.
Try the Alfredo one today.
I will. After this podcast.
Also, it's, oh God.
Only takes 4 minutes to heat up. And yeah, it doesn't come out like scalding hot.
Mm-mm. Just get, let's see for a second.
Or maybe I let it, yeah. I mean, this is me saying that, like, expecting you not to, like, take it right from the microwave and just scarf it in your mouth.
Ow!
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Remember it's so woman? Good.
Remember that woman that sued McDonald's for the coffee spill? And everyone, I think even at one point, maybe on the podcast, I was like, I can't believe she like spilled hot coffee on herself and sued McDonald's.
But then you realize and you read into the actual case and just
and
how
it was legitimately boiling. And it like scarred her. There's pictures of it. It's horrible. I get why she sued it.
It's because it's a good way for them to kind of push blame to make her seem like she's complaining about hot coffee. Because they could.
Oh, my coffee's too hot.
Because they could try to meld it with that story of the person who found the finger in their Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just a rumor? Was that an actual thing that happened?
It
was someone who had a refrigerated finger and
put it in the chili. They went to jail for that, for the defamation. But like,
finger was it? Was it their?
They never found out whose finger it was.
That's creepy,
right? Like, it's a real human finger. Where did fucking
you can't just like be like where'd you get this human finger? I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, no, like they should have followed up more on that one because
maybe
like,
they did.
Maybe she got it on like the Oregon market or something. The Oregon Trail. Oh, there should be a deep web human organ trafficking thing called the Oregon Trail. Just an idea for you sickos out there.
Okay.
There probably already is one because that's a genius idea. But yeah, she just put the finger in the chili and then. I wish I could have been in that Wendy's when she found out. That's a historic moment.
Oh, there's a finger in my chili.
I'd be like, I'd be freaked the fuck out.
Should have
that
just,
actually worked. I didn't want to eat Wendy's for like 2 years when that happened.
Should have just found a dead like cockroach and thrown it in.
That's not going to make national news though. A finger is going to make world news. Like,
yeah, but you don't want to make news. You want to win a suit.
Well, that's what she was trying to do, I think.
Just the news, not a suit?
No, I think she was trying to win money.
That's what I'm saying. That's why she should have went with the cockroach. Or she should have went with like blood or something. No,
you won't see
blood?
That in chili.
You know. Poop.
There's a shit in my chili.
There's a whole log of shit in my chili.
Wait a second. No.
What is that?
The manager comes out, he's like, no, that's just the chili. That's just the Wendy's chili. Jackson always gets the baked potatoes from Wendy's. He says they're good. I've never had one, but
I'm sure. I mean,
Wendy's is good, man.
A baked potato is super fucking simple, right? I mean, all you do is add your bacon, sour cream, cheese, and you're ready to fucking go. Also, butter. Did I say cream cheese or sour cream?
Cream cheese.
I meant sour cream. I didn't mean cream cheese.
I mean, you could use not. You could use that shitty spray cheese if you wanted. I don't judge.
Hey man, yeah, I don't fucking judge. Remember the spray butter? I do judge,
but I'm not gonna care.
Remember the spray butter, like the
yes,
and like the bug spray type ass thing. I'm reading about the woman that did the Wendy's thing. Oh my God, she cost the chain more than $21 million in lost revenue. This led to a felony charge of attempted grand larceny against her, to which Ayala pled guilty in September. She's sentenced to 9 years in prison and served 4 years, but in 2013, she received another prison sentence for an unrelated incident regarding filing a false police report and felony firearm possession. Wow, she sounds like she's a little troublemaker.
Damn.
You know? I need to get me a bad girl like that.
It's crazy that... Do you ever watch an internet video?
Mm-mm.
And you're just like, these people fucking exist?
Yes.
Like how?
All the time, yeah.
It's more of a, like, I'm bewilderment, like in wonder.
It's like, I can't believe these people exist. Yeah, definitely.
Like wood people. Like, like people that live in the woods.
Oh, wood people?
Yeah.
I thought you meant people made out of wood.
No, I've seen them though.
Those guys are creepy.
Yeah, the LA wood people.
I don't even want to talk about those guys.
They're up north. If you want to go check it out, just drive up north.
Go to the Sacramento Nightcrawlers. That shit's actually really scary.
Although if you're taking a Corolla or a Prius, they specifically don't like the noise of those cars and their look. So you will not come across any of the California wood people if you are driving a Corolla or a Prius, unfortunately.
Which sucks because Priuses are actually pretty quiet, but for some reason there's like a high frequency thing.
I think they're just annoyed by it.
I think they're just annoyed by those California liberals driving their fucking Priuses.
They prefer the sound of like a Ford F-150.
Yeah, you know, with every Prius sale, they also give you a box of tampons and a pacifier.
That was I remember Jeff Dunham had a whole bit about the Prius.
The baby blue Prius.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, on Hulu... or Netflix, one of the two, there's Jeff Dunham's Christmas special. I saw it last night. I didn't watch it, but I saw it on there.
And? Was Ahmed the dead terrorist in there?
No. You know when you scroll over and it shows you a little preview? Okay, it was Netflix. It showed him with Walter. And he was joking about how the auditorium was like a decorated gymnasium. It wasn't funny. But
I used to laugh my ass off to Jeff Dunham.
Me too, dude. Man. He had a show. I mean, the Jeff Dunham show, I watched it when it aired. I was at my friend's house. We're like, oh, we got to watch it tonight. It's the premiere.
I remember because me and my dad and my stepmom, we're all fans. We loved watching The Man with the Puppet on TV.
You're a puppetry fan.
We even went to go see The Man with the Puppet in Charlotte.
I've seen him live.
North Carolina, I know. And, what was I going to say? Oh, when the show finally came out, we were all excited and we watched the first episode. I remember all of us just sitting watching the first episode and not laughing and just being like, ooh. And then we just didn't come back had dinner when the second episode came out. We were watching it and then like we just kind of scattered halfway through. Like we just ate dinner and went and did our separate thing. It was not a good show.
Damn, I never watched it.
It was so bad.
I want to watch it.
Or maybe I just couldn't comprehend the humor. And my parents are stupid and they couldn't as well.
Yeah. You South Carolina simpletons wouldn't understand.
I do disagree a lot with some of my stepmom's movie opinions.
Yeah, I disagree with a lot of my mom's movie opinions too.
She just writes things off as stupid. And I'm like, no. Like Hot Fuzz even. Or Shaun of the Dead. She's just like, oh, those are those stupid comedies. Oh,
what next? She thinks super mega stupid?
And I'm like, oh, I'm like, yeah, but now, but you're also recommending me Swingers with Vince Vaughn.
Which is a good movie.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably is.
Hall Pass?
Dude, I remember watching Hall Pass. That was a wonderful movie. And I remember going, how come, wait, is she actually going to have sex with the dude?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have sex with the woman. How come she's gonna have sex with the dude? Didn't one of the girls actually have sex with like a hunk or something in a hotel? I can't remember. Jenna Fisher was in it.
Was there a movie called like Couples Vacation with Vince Vaughn, where like they go on like a cut like him and his wife go on a trip to like the Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a movie?
With like four other couples?
Yeah,
I think Malin Ackerman is in that.
That just sounds like a movie they did.
I think. What's his name? John Favreau was in it, possibly.
Damn, dude. Was he directing?
No, I think he maybe was just an actor because he was in a bunch of shit. He was also in Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn. He played one of the brothers who wrestled him to the ground.
Brought it back to Christmas.
And then he humps his face in a scene. Again, a movie I've only seen once, but it was in theaters for like a Christmas thing, like way back when. I hate that I fucking remember certain scenes.
Why do you hate that you remember? That's great. That means your memory's fantastic.
No, I'd say this every time. It's because there could be stuff that I like Fortnite skill that could be taken up that spot. You know?
That's true. Your brain doesn't run out of space, though. You can always make new neuron paths.
Mine does.
Your brain is elastic. That means you can change it. So maybe you can forget those movies through some like hypnotherapy. And through hypnotherapy,
mine's
they can
like
also
a
make you really
puddle
good.
Of mud.
Brains
like a wet suctiony puddle of mud.
We were talking about this the other day, like our bodies, like the way we look, like that's not really us. Like what we are is
just a shell.
Is just that mass of pink gray slime and then that like tail.
But then I also brought up how technically though, because you grew up looking the way you do and like you're tall. You are kind of affected, I'm sure, somewhat internally by people's reaction to your outward appearance.
Definitely, yeah.
So okay. there is a part of that.
Man.
But well, yeah, you're really just a disgusting like
just to like
the organism is your brain.
Imagine that thing just floating around like if that was people.
Like that's what every like living being like every like most mammals, well, every mammal is just like the brain, and it's going do this, drink, eat, fuck.
Jellyfish don't have brains. I think they're like one of the only creatures that's like a living creature that doesn't have. Well, I mean, like obviously, like bacteria doesn't have a brain.
Plants,
yeah. But I take back when I said only living creature. I mean, like animal type, I guess.
Yeah,
I just know jellyfish don't have brains. Neither does my friend Ryan McGee.
Dude, okay. That pisses me off.
Yeah, what you gonna do about it?
I'm gonna tell Santa to drop some coal in your stocking.
Do not.
I'm gonna tell Santa to drop a load in your stocking.
Dude, come on.
What if instead of coal, like Santa just took a giant fucking shit in your stocking?
Like, oh, I got something good. Open it up and it's just like wet shit.
Aw.
Ah, fuck, man. Santa shit again.
You empty it onto the floor. It kind of like on the car. Like there's a little streak on the carpet when it lands.
I'm shaking it out, and it's like I just remembered something last night. I wanted
it's
to tell
chocolate.
You one of the most cringy memories of my life that I've kind of repressed that I just remembered last night was I was in third grade and it was the day before Christmas vacation, and it was the end of the day, and we were having like a little party where we
little
all got
powwow.
Like candy canes and snacks and
before the holiday fest, you know.
Right. And then a couple kids' moms were there and a packed classroom. And I guess I'd seen it in a movie or some shit. So I just raised my hand and the teacher was like, "Yes, Matthew." And then I was just like, "You better not pout. You bet." And I legit started just singing.
Did no one sing with
No,
you?
They all started singing.
Oh, but
okay.
Hey, that's good. No, that's a good moment. They all started fucking singing
but
with
But just
you.
The fact that I raised my hand and started singing, just like, I didn't even say like, "Hey guys, can we sing a song?" It was just like, that was the moment where I was the main character of the movie.
You are the main character of your movie. If that's how you see life.
Damn, that was I want to start doing that more. I just want to start singing in public to make people uncomfortable. Nothing's more uncomfortable than when people sing in front of me. Like, just like when someone randomly like sings. Can I sing for you?
Can we have a, instead of carpool karaoke, it's just elevator karaoke where it's you and I singing in an elevator that's constantly going up and down in an office building until we get kicked out by security.
People just keep getting in and out. It's like, hey,
how long do you think? That's a YouTube video. How long can I last in an elevator before they kick me out?
Probably 10 minutes before security.
Yeah, but then you just like click up to a higher floor and then you just kind of like, just kind of look at your phone and look at the floors and be like, Just if it stops on a floor, just press a button real quick so people think you're going up or down or something.
Oh, smart. Yeah. We should go. I bet it'd be really easy to actually sleep over in like an office building one night.
People do it in IKEA, right? They like sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Walmart and stuff.
Well, like if I didn't have a place to live, I'd go to like an office building and then come up and like pretend like I'm delivering a package and then find like a desk and just go sleep under it all night. Like no one's going to find me. If I find the right place, just sleep there. And then once the office is full in the next morning, I get up and just kind of grab myself a donut and some coffee and leave. It's a pretty good strategy.
Yeah.
Or I just do it with a random person's house.
There are people who do that, like the story of the guy who was living in the people's walls.
Like the guy that lived for like 4 years in someone's house.
Yeah.
I'm always scared that like, what if someone lives in my attic or something? But then I remember
you can check.
Fuck, I have checked and how hot my attic gets. There's no way anyone's up there.
Yeah.
It's miserable up there. Like
what happens to warm air?
It rises.
Yeah.
Like it's
not to
like
mention 100. all the circulation and vent systems are up in your ceiling.
Yeah. Too. Yeah.
Like the insulation and stuff.
One of my neighbors recently, I saw the cops in front of her house and an ambulance, and I was like, what's going on? Turns out this like deranged woman just walked into her living room, just like opened the front door and just walked in. It was like 9
at
night.
Deja vu.
And started like screaming.
Have you said this before?
I probably did. No, I told a similar story about my other neighbor and they took the guy away.
Okay, yes.
This is another neighbor where a woman just walked into their house that was having like a mental episode.
Have you seen those videos where people like it they just start out with them recording, but it's like just someone sitting on their couch and there's them just going, what are you doing in my house? And they're just like looking at them like, chill out. What are you doing in my house? Get out.
Or
and it's just people like that are just like chilling, watching TV or whatever.
I'm always scared it's gonna happen. Like that's why I keep my doors locked. So
oh yeah,
just walk
I always,
in.
I keep my blinds closed. I lock my doors. I live alone too. So
I
with Lego. Not alone when I have my boy with me.
Yeah. When I get my own place by myself, I'm definitely gonna have to get another kitty. Remember when do you know those like. You know those videos that my favorite are like when it'll be a guy trying to like pick a lock and someone films and just opens the door and tries to get them to explain themselves. It's like, no, I was just, I thought it was my apartment. It's like, no, you didn't. Yeah, no, I thought it was my apartment. Well, you want to wrap it up here? Like a present? Like a present.
Like it's a big present. It's time to wrap it up.
All right, man, let's wrap this shit up and put it under the tree.
Sleigh bells, they will ring.
Dude, that's a completely different song. Hope all of you have a very... happy
you hear those
season.
Sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too.
And I hope you guys enjoy
come
snowing.
On, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Gonna get this awful year done. Goodbye.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go.
Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's grand. It's grand.
Just holding your hand.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.